fans of mine?
Yeah.
Play with my nipples and check out the new tattoo of Tim Henson on my ass.
Oh.
This is Radio FU.
Yeah, FU.
The place to be when you need to freak.
Fuck you.
Hello, all you freaks out there.
Yeah, hello.
Sorry, it's been a long time,
a while,
whatever.
Yep.
I haven't had a lot of time to do a show, and I don't know about you, Skrid. Have you been around? What have you been doing?
I've been around. I'm cool, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, I haven't had a lot of time to do a show,
because
I'm a producer and an engineer in a recording studio or more than one, whatever, wherever I'm needed.
Yeah. Right.
And I've actually been recording recently a friend of mine named Legazine Fiend.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be premiering one of his songs today on the show.
Well, cool.
But I apologize for not putting a show up sooner.
It's his fault.
You probably can expect that there's going to be, you know, pretty good delays between shows.
Delays.
If you guys stick with us, I promise you that when we do a show, it will be great content.
Please
I will
stick
not
with
let
us.
You down.
Stay with
and
us.
Soon enough, we'll be able to do them a little more frequently.
Be our family.
So anyways, how are you, Skrid?
I'm just dandy. I'm great.
Cool. Oh, and by the way, everybody, Skrid, this is my co-host, Skrid. Say hello, Skrid.
Hello, everybody.
And let's get started.
Yeah.
Immediately off the top, I'm going to do a food for thought. What do you think, Skrid?
I'm hungry as always.
You know, summertime's coming up, so here's
a quick
one. This is right from the grill.
Food for thought.
Ooh, hot grill.
All right, check this out. For the beef lovers out there.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to go and
beef
get
lovers.
The best ground beef, like ground sirloin.
Where's the
get
beef?
Like two big
Where's
fat packages because you're going to be feeding your friends this shit.
Yeah, two.
All right,
packages.
Check it out. Get to the grill.
Yeah.
Get it nice and hot. Okay, we're going to get
the other stuff?
Grill nice and hot.
Hello. You just said that twice.
I know I just said that. Okay, anyways. How we do this? Let me go backtrack here. Stop
get
here.
Get the other stuff. The rest, yeah.
All right. We need ground beef.
Yeah.
We need big, soft burger buns.
Okay.
And we need some gorgonzola cheese.
And folks, get them a new brain.
And for all you out there that like cheese and you never had that, you're going, what the hell is that? Or on burgers? Trust me.
Trust them.
And some mayonnaise. And whatever
Don't
condiments you like, you know, lettuce, tomato, onions, whatever. But it's good without it. Just the cheese, the meat, and the buns. So basically, get your barbecue going. Grill them up good. Slap a little mayonnaise on the buns. Put the gorgonzola cheese right on top of the meat while it's hot. Slap that shit together. Let it sit for about a minute so it kind of melts into the meat.
Melt it into the meat.
And chow down.
Chow.
So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh, getting hungry just thinking about
You're
that.
Always, you
I had them the other day. I went to Trader Joe's.
Ooh, I like that store.
And they were giving samples of these burgers out.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't grill them on the barbecue, but if you grill them on the barbecue, they'll taste 10 times better than they did there. And there they were heavenly.
Dude, chill.
Okay. So that's our food for thought. That's the gorgonzola cheeseburgers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's about it on that. All right, let's go. Anyways, all right. So let's get back here for a second. Skrid, what have you been doing for the last, like, oh God, what has it been, 3 weeks?
Something about that, or a little bit more.
Since we got cut off from audioblog.com.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Anyhow, seriously, what have you been doing?
Well, if you really want to know.
I do.
Okay. I've been up in my friend's house in Malibu. Well, if you want to call it a house, but it's a nice big place.
You mean a mansion.
And having margaritas and getting drunk every day.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fucking bitches.
Very
and
good.
Trust me.
Yeah, I bet. You're sick,
Skrid. Plus, if we're not doing a show, you know, I just thought I'd have some fun.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's cool.
And going to some clubs and going to a bar or two here and there at night. There's a place called the Circle Bar.
Cool.
On Main Street that I go to once in a while.
Do you like that place or what? Is it cool?
Of course I like it. Why would I go there if I didn't like it?
Wait for him.
You make no sense, Black. Come on.
I'm just asking questions. Come
so,
on.
So.
Anything
that's
else?
That's it. You know, my friend's house is great. It's up in the hills in Malibu there, and it's, he's got a big, like, giant rectangular swimming pool with a jacuzzi at the end overlooking a cliff and all the hills and shit, canyons, whatever you want to call them.
Serene.
Anyways, that's about it, you know? Having little cook-offs at nighttime.
God.
And just chilling. It's really quiet.
Where was I
hearing
this
the
whole
coyotes
thing?
Screaming.
Okay, you're losing it, man.
All right. What about you, Black? What have you been doing? I'm going crazy.
Yeah,
I haven't done a show in so long.
Yeah. What is this? You're having fucking, what is it called? Withdrawals.
Yeah, show withdrawals.
No, I'm fine. I've just been working. I haven't had really much time to party like you, Mr. Player.
Oh,
Playboy guy.
Playboy. Oh, there you go.
I told him, told everybody
to
begin the show.
Mansion.
Blah, blah, blah. But. You know, I got my drink on a couple of times.
There you go.
Actually, the last two nights I was working, I didn't drink a damn thing. Probably because I didn't have any money. I'm going to have to get a PayPal account
fucking
and have you listeners donate to us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Give us money.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next thing. How about that?
Sounds good
what
to me.
Think?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's go.
Good. All right, well, I'm sure you freaky shitheads out there have been waiting to listen to another fucking spot of stupid criminals.
God.
So, I'm just kidding about the stupid shitheads.
Oh, make up your mind.
Freaky shitheads, yeah, that's it.
Are you
but
real
anyhow,
or not, man? Come on.
People just like to hear this stuff, so
oh,
I gotta say
boy,
it,
you're
right?
You're a fucking poser.
Oh, never mind. I mean, it's fine.
Jeez.
Send me an email and tell me how much you hate me.
Yeah,
I don't give
please.
A fuck.
Send them
anyhow,
email.
Let's do another spot of stupid criminals.
Yeah.
Our second spot of stupid criminals.
Yeah.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready, Skrid?
Fuck yeah!
Cool.
Ready.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Radio FU presents stupid criminals and things they should do.
All right. Sound like you're gonna die or throw up or something. All right. Okay.
I'm cool now.
Yeah, okay, so this is the second little install of stupid criminals and things they should not do.
Stupid criminals.
And let's get right into it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one comes from, what is this? Canton, New York.
That's right, NY.
Whatever. It says a man was charged with burglary and criminal mischief Thursday after he allegedly broke into a funeral home and fell asleep in a coffin.
Oh, brother. That's stupid.
Oh, boy, what is this world coming
That's
to?
That's just probably psychotic more than
okay,
stupid.
Okay, well, Joel Fish, age 20, of Queensbury. Wherever the fuck that is, I don't know. It's from the
East Coast.
And I'm from the West Coast.
Yeah, fucking
even though my dad is from Jersey.
About the East Coast.
Was arrested after he was discovered at the O'Leary. Oh boy, be careful of them Irish motherfuckers. Or Scottish,
get them on.
O'Leary Funeral Home in Canton. 127 miles north of Syracuse. Deborah White, wife of the home's funeral director, Joe White, said she noticed a broken window and an open door in the casket display room where she awoke at 6:30 a.m. Inside, she saw a boot and a pair of pants on the floor and a pair of knees sticking out of the stainless steel coffin. Boy, this guy's fucking desperate to get some rest. I mean, come on. If you guys were out there, anybody was out in the streets, or whatever, and you needed somewhere to sleep, would you break into a fucking funeral home, open up a coffin, and sleep in it? I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Fish, who police say was... What? Fish, who police say was quite intoxicated, obviously, was treated at Canton, whatever the fuck, hospital for cuts. He was arraigned and released to return to court later at a later date. Yeah, right. He ain't gonna show up. The funeral home estimates the damage from the burglary cost, mostly to the coffin, cost around $4,000. Yeah, right. He broke the coffin. What do you do? Bust the lock? If there was a lock on it. Come on, he just lifted the lid and laid in there because he was drunk.
I need to get some sleep.
He didn't.
Let me lay in a coffin.
All I know is, as far as someone sleeping in a fucking coffin, give me a fucking break. That is just retarded. And so he's getting charged with some kind of burglary. That is fucking stupid. Don't fucking do that shit. Oh, come on. Just go sleep in a trash can. Dude, that's so fucking lame.
I like trash cans.
Let's move on to the next one.
Please.
Senior. Hold on.
I'll sleep in a trash can.
I think you're going to like this.
Will you go with me and sleep in a trash can? Never mind.
Okay. This one's in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Brawley, California. A man faces a burglary charge after police found him stuck in a chimney.
Stuck.
You say, how the fuck did he get in the chimney?
How did he get stuck
in
the chimney?
It's not just how he got stuck. It's what he said he was doing before he got stuck.
Right.
Matthew Allen, 27, told police he fell down the chimney after going on the roof of the house to look at the stars. Yeah, right, buddy. When he got stuck near the bottom of the chimney, he took his pants off and began waving them around to set off the home's motion detection.
How do you get his pants off?
Brawley police officers were dispatched to the house twice Saturday morning, but saw no sign of an intruder. Well, why don't you look in the house? No, obviously it was impossible for them to find him, right?
Right.
He's in the middle of the bottom of a chimney.
With his pants down.
He should have just fucking came home, turned on the fireplace, and that would have been roasted burglar.
You're evil.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hold on here. Neighbors eventually heard a commotion coming from the house and called the police. And then here's a quote. I've read and heard of things like that before, Mr. Brawley Fire Captain Manuel Sevilla said. But I've never seen it. Neither have I.
Neither have I.
Have you seen it, Skrid?
No, I just said I haven't.
That's why you're so quiet.
Yeah, okay. No shit.
But I've never seen it. The situation, it was more funny than anything. Fire workers lowered the chain ladder to Alan, who was able to climb out of the chimney. Oh, boy. Oh, that was the end of that, right? Alan, who had a warrant for his arrest for driving under the influence of alcohol, faces a count of residential burglary.
There you go. What a fucking
He didn't steal a thing. He just got stuck in the fucking chimney.
Yeah.
So he probably was going to be a burglar, but he didn't even do it. So
I like Ryan.
They're just saying, you fucking were trying to get in the house through a fucking chimney. How fucking stupid is that? I mean, that is just fucking stupid.
On a 1 to 10.
I mean, I think that's almost as bad as the bank thing I said on the last show.
24.
Okay, man. There's a house. I'm gonna fucking rob this place, man. They got a good shit. I can see it in the window.
Go down the fucking chimney.
Oh,
I'm Santa Claus.
You know what? I think I'll go down the chimney. Would you do that, Scrooge?
Oh, fuck you. I'm gonna
Yeah, I figured you'd do that. Anyways, well, that's the end of that. That's the end of Stupid Criminals. Let's go on to something else.
Yeah, let's do some good shit, though.
Well, I was thinking maybe that, we're going to do the Minute of Stupid Jokes, but I thought we'd do a little variation of it. What do you think?
That sounds cool. What kind of variation?
Well, this is what I have in mind.
Okay.
How about if we do your mama jokes?
You and
me against each other.
Okay.
What do you think?
That sounds
just
cool.
Just, you know, for a minute and see what happens.
All right.
And then just come up with shit, all right?
Yeah.
You down?
I'm down.
A Minute of Stupid Jokes.
Theater Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
All right, cool, let's try it.
Right.
What? I'll go first.
Ah, God, you always go first.
Okay, anyways, I'll go first.
God. All right.
And you know the rules.
Yeah,
which, you know, just go as fast as you can.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Your mom is so fat and round, she's got her own gravity.
Your mom is so your mom is so stupid, she jumped off a curb and killed herself.
That's pretty good, pretty good. How about this? Your mom's so poor that when she goes driving, she has you sit in the back seat with two flashlights painted red, talking about, brake, brake! Every time she says brake, you be turning on the flashlights. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. How about this? Your mama's lips are so big, she can whisper to herself.
Damn! Big lips. Alright, how about this?
Damn.
Your mama's so stupid, I told her drinks were on the house, so she went and got a ladder. Fucker.
That's damn.
Beat that shit.
Oh, I'll beat that shit right here. How about this? Your mom's so stupid, she got fired from a blowjob.
That's messed up.
Damn.
That's pretty lame. How about this? Your mama's so fat, she got 3 shirt sizes. Jumbo, humongous, and oh shit, it's coming towards us.
God damn. Okay, yeah.
Ah, yeah, that was one of her farts. Blows your ass away.
Okay. Well, how about this? Your mama's so fat that when it rains, she uses the freeway for a slip and slide.
Oh, God. That was lame.
Yeah. Bitch.
Okay, how about this? Your mom's so fucking stupid that she got locked in a mattress world and fell asleep on the floor.
That was tight.
That's some fucked up shit right there. Anyways, I think that's the end of fucking...
You want
minute of the stupid jokes. That was probably about a minute, don't you think, Skrid?
Yeah, it was about a minute. Or maybe a little
cool. Well, some of those were good, some of those were kind of crappy, but she's got a thing on the fly.
So. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you can email us at radioeffu@gmail.com and let us know what you thought of those. Which one was the best one? Which one was the worst one?
Email us.
And soon we're going to get some, do like Tim Henson in that Distorted View Daily. Maybe get some bumper stickers going or something. And maybe some other cool prizes and do some contests and whatnot. Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. We're working on it. I think we're going to go and let's play some music. What do you think, Skrid? You want to play a Legazine theme song or what?
Legazine theme.
You know, what do you think?
That sounds good. How about it? Let's do it.
Yeah, I need brand new stuff, so.
Okay, I'm good
all
with
right.
that. Let's do it now.
Give me a second here and I'll set it up. Hold on.
All right.
Alright, so here we go. This is Legazine Fiend.
Legazine.
And the song's called Montanareño.
Montanareño.
Montanareña. I can't say it.
Make it right.
It's in Portuguese. Very hard.
Oh, that's an Montanareño. Excuse again. I always making excuses.
Montanareño. There we go.
Yeah,
whatever.
There you go.
That'll be it. If we can. It's hard to say this. Okay, so that's it. Here we go. Montanareño from Legazine Fiend.
Legazine.
Eram 2:30 da matina. O andamento tava batema que estragou uma doutorinha. O boda era na VA no largo da Dobrexinha. A torra era tanta que levou os homens à briga. Tisa vê a sua prima Isa a levar a tibiona no meio da pista. Ela nervosa, tá uma pofa da boa do moço. O moço todo simula, larga o corpo. O boda parou, a moto esperdou. Toda a gente espantou quando Tisa cá fricou. Uma tondoria no meio da pista. Arrastou-lhe pra saída, deu-lhe o soco da vista. Tirou e deu-lhe a dica.
Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, mantondorinha. Mas fora, sai já agora do bota. Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, mantondorinha. Mas fora, sai já agora do bota.
O bota continua, a torra era muita via. Fuja via churra, a casosa era yuca. Todos a curtirem a dançar, charagusa. Mesmo uma tondorinha que está em as da rua. Ele revoltado, sai sozinho da vila. A pé até no beco do Samila. No caminho vê o Severo Mamedo e o Giga. A beber no cume, preto na avenida.
Mantondorinha, mantondorinha.
Com manias de rixa, o Giga recebe na birra. Dá um golo desesperado e parte a birra. Che, qual é o mamo? Pergunto, Giga. Wey, tô muito wave com os gás da vila. Me puseram fora do boda porque eu tava com a Isa. Em grandes fofogados, pés no meio da pista. Eles estão com raiva, a voz está na minha.
Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, mantondorinha. Mas fora, sai já agora do boda. Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, quem te mandou? Mantondorinha, mantondorinha. Mas fora, sai já agora do boda.
Diz o que no olho tá um pouco roxo. Fizeram um soco. Diz quem foi, quem? O moço colosso. É alto, yeah. Mulato, yeah. Então é aquele gato bambino. E ele entrar no estilo da gato. Mata gato, tava lá assim, tava lá. Eu, tu e Jabá. Ah, yeah, toma lembrar no estilo da gá que tava na casa do Gamba. Cano levou chapada da cara por causa da má fama. Tem que azubular as damas dos próprios campos. Eles hoje são sacana, não tem vergonha na cara. Putos destes merecem gaia.
Yeah, yeah, isso não vai ficar em nada, ué.
Não vai, vamos bazar. Vamos acabar com o bode, tirar o peixe da grelha, pá.
Era um quarto da matina quando uma tondorinha e a sua batida.
ainda resolver voltar pra vila. Prontos pra acabar com o bota da Isa. Eles viram arrebentar com a boca do Tiza. Entraram pela rua Fernando Pessoa, na mesma rua enquanto Tina é na porta. Com o Indiro que toma Mari Messias, que devia ser de 70 quase no Chica. Chica dá a dica no Messias.
Quando eu voltar, puto, eu quero a minha quita.
E assim eles seguiram, passaram uma esquina, passaram outra esquina no lado do Pechincha. Foram em direção à festa da Isa, que ficava no quintal da velha Chica Batista. Tava na porta, pô, barra no Guiva. Eu me tô no terror, numa pica. De repente chega o Pipas, empurra a bicha, deixa cair o Batista. A porta abre, bate com força. Daí a moda toda aproveita e bate o porta. Quando a Marilina acendia as velas, Tiza tava na mesa em birras com o Pedro Riva. Daí o Todoria e a sua batida começaram a briga.
Tondorinha, quem te mandou, Tondorinha, quem te mandou, Tondorinha, Tondorinha.
Vamos fora, sai já agora do bota.
Tondorinha, quem te mandou, Tondorinha, quem te mandou, Tondorinha, Tondorinha.
Vamos fora, sai já agora do bota.
Fat track. That's like some club shit. Montandorena from Legazine Fiend. If you want any information on him, send us an email at radioeffu@gmail.com and we'll get back to you as quick as possible on that. And that was a great song. Did you like that script? Yeah, it's good. That's cool. You have to go crazy.
I am. I like it.
So I think that's the end of our show. We're going to cut it right here.
Yeah.
Send us an email, like I said before, radioeffu.
I think I said too many F's there.
Subscribe via
iTunes.
And vote at Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley.
At Radio
EFFU.
All right. We're out of here.
We're gone.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Any last words, Skrid?
Fuck you.
All right. Peace out. We're going.